You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds of people gathered at the Capitol to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. They braved the 20 degrees cold. They had speakers and people carrying signs saying things like, billionaires are robbing us, and deport Elon Musk. Protests were planned all over the country Wednesday. Madison was just one location. The Appleton Police Department says, despite a social media claim, it was not involved in the arrest and deportation of a single mother. In a Facebook post, the police department said it reviewed all calls for service during the time frame indicated and established that the event did not happen. It said, quote, it has never been the authority of the Appleton Police Department to investigate or enforce federal immigration law violations, end quote. Police also warned people to stay vigilant about making donations, as many comments to the original post suggested sending money to the mother. The Green Bay Packers Give Back awards Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin a $250,000 Veterans Impact Grant. Veterans First will use the money to help build the Village of Tiny Homes for Veterans in Brown County near the VA outpatient clinic on Green Bay's east side. The project includes 4 resident transitional homes and 17 one-bedroom tiny homes. The Packers charitable organization announced the grant Monday. One of the suspects connected to a 2022 murder in Green Bay pleaded no contest on Wednesday to a charge of felony murder battery. 34-year-old Alejandro Cantu had been charged with being party to first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Randall Denny. That charge was reduced to felony murder. Cantu's brother, Gustavo Cantu, is scheduled to stand trial in the murder next week. Alejandro Cantu will be sentenced March 31st. A third suspect in the murder, Jacob Ventura, who has made statements implicating the Cantu brothers, returns to court on March 10th. The two candidates for April's Wisconsin Supreme Court election are sparring over a television ad this week. Liberal Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford is accusing conservative Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel of doctoring an image of her in a new television ad, violating a new state law that requires the disclosure of artificial intelligence being used in video or audio advertisements. A spokesperson for Schimmel's campaign told the Associated Press that the image was edited, but not created by AI. We have more information today on the Republicans' effort in the Wisconsin legislature to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley said sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred in complying. He noted recent media reports said that there are sheriffs that are, quote, not interested in complying with federal law. Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha, and Washera counties currently participate in federal programs to assist ICE in immigration and enforcement actions. Dane and Milwaukee counties do not. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state-shared revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth said the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed serious acts and that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he will veto such legislation. The Elijah D. Smith Public Library in Menasha will reopen Saturday with new features. A ribbon cutting at noon celebrates the library's 3 new meeting rooms, 2 study rooms, a kitchen for interactive cooking classes, and a makerspace with 3D printers and digital design computers for community use. The improvements were made possible by $6 million in private donations and $3 million from the taxpayers of Menasha. Residents of Shawnee County can give their input on a proposed $20 county wheel tax at a meeting February 20th at 3:30. The county board is considering the wheel tax to pay for $747,000 in road repairs. Residents of the city of Shawnee already pay a $40 wheel tax fee added on to the state's $85 vehicle registration fee. While no counties in Northeast Wisconsin have a wheel tax, 13 counties elsewhere in the state do, and 38 municipalities do. No vote is expected to be taken at this meeting. Immigrating to the United States from Haiti in 2009, getting an education, and discovering that his true passion lay in the food of home, Reggie Desimou created a business that celebrates his Haitian heritage, making him a modern-day history maker for Black History Month. With no loans, just lots of YouTube videos, a thrifty mindset, and an idea, Desimou built his first food trailer by hand and found a place to set up and sell his Caribbean taste. Haitian food like picklies, jerk chicken, garlic pork, and fried plantain.
They actually gave me a chance because nobody wanted to take a chance on me with that little creepy looking trailer.
Then the pandemic hit.
People started supporting small businesses, looking at the little guy, and I got a little bit of attention from COVID. People were helping me. I'll have people buying sandwich for $7. They'll tip me $100.
Desimou's food truck, Caribbean Taste, is now a regular participant at places like the Oshkosh Farmers Market. He's expanded and bought several food trucks, and he opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant in Appleton called Area 509. 509 is the area code for Haiti.
Just go for it and be like different, stand out. Because it's going to be hard to stand out. It's going to be hard to see, to not do what everybody else is doing. But at the end of the day, it's going to pay off.
Reggie Desimou, Haitian immigrant, businessman, Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys, and especially the guys that you've won with. They're like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer had a feud that not many people knew about dating back to the show Cheers. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, hosted by Danson and Woody Harrelson, Grammer says the feud started when Danson accused him of not always showing up ready to work. Grammer says he owned it and added that he was drinking too much back then. No fists thrown, curses exchanged, or hitting on each other's wives? That's barely a grudge. Sometimes it just takes a little convincing from someone like Steven Spielberg for an actor to take a role in a film. Actor Kiwi Han says he was offered the lead role as an action star in the film Love Hurts. The star of Everything All at Once and The Goonies told director Jonathan Eusebio no three times because he wasn't feeling it. That is until Spielberg convinced him he didn't need to look like Sylvester Stallone to be a hero. If Steve Spielberg gives you advice, probably best to take it. Love Hurts opens this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are pretty much done with the snow, but it is going to be windy today, so there will be some blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Otherwise, becoming sunny by this afternoon. Low 30s today with wind out of the west gusting to between 40 and 50. 7 above tonight, 24 tomorrow. More snow is on the way Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.